Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, with more than 40 years' experience in string instrument bows. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. And by AARP Experience Corps, seeking volunteers to help children learn to read. If that sounds like you, go to aarpfoundation.org/ECChicago. Thank you for listening to this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Hello, I'm Robbie Ellis, and welcome to Introductions, a weekly show on WFMT just for the most talented pre-college classical musicians in the Chicago area. It has been 917 days, or 131 Saturdays, since Introductions last went live from WFMT's own Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. But here we are again, very glad to be home once more, featuring 18-year-old violinist Tara Hagel. Tara is a student of Almita Vamos and Davis King and a Merit Scholarship Fellow of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. She's appeared live on WFMT before as a member of an Academy chamber group, the Omaggio String Quartet. She's finished her high school education, and in a couple of months she's heading out east to study violin at the New England Conservatory. Today, she presents music by Grazina Batsevich, Olivier Messiaen, and Henrik Wieniawski. But first, sit back and enjoy the complete violin sonata number 2 in A major of Johannes Brahms. 18-year-old Tara Hagel is joined by her father, pianist Matthew Hagel, live on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was the Violin Sonata No. 2 of Johannes Brahms, also known as the Meistersinger Sonata or the Thun Sonata, played by 18-year-old Tara Hagel on violin, making her solo recital debut on WFMT, and she was joined by regular return guest to WFMT, Matthew Hagel, on piano live from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. This is Introductions, a show that features the Chicago area's finest young performers, and we have an audition form if you want to appear on the show. Well, you've got to be pre-college and you've got to be local, but fill out the form, and I'd love to hear from you. Go to wfmt.com/introductions to find out more.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes and AARP Experience Corps. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, the Steve and Dolores Sarovich Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT.
I'm Robbie Ellis, and this is my first ever live Introductions from WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. I've been in this job more than 2 years, would you believe it? My guest today is 18-year-old violinist Tara Hagel of Morton Grove. And Tara, welcome to Introductions.
Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome back, I should say. You've been on in chamber groups, but this is your first time solo. So something you've told me with your origin story is you're a bit of a late bloomer violin-wise. How late is late?
Well, I started when I was in the third grade. I actually started in my elementary school orchestra. I had played piano for about 5 years before that, and I had always wanted to play violin. My aunt plays violin, and so I was definitely inspired by her. And so my parents thought, okay, well, here's an opportunity for her to start, and it's just gotten to be just such a big part of my life since then.
Is third grade really late for, to come to an instrument?
I don't know. I mean, definitely in comparison to some other people I know who started when they were like 3 or 5, it's a little bit later. But I think that I'm really glad that I chose that when I did, and I think that I wouldn't change it now.
Yeah, you're mentioning, I'm guessing some of your fellow students at the Music Institute of Chicago started when they were, you know, in the womb or something. Yeah. So yes, family connection, obviously. Your aunt was your first teacher, and your mother and your father are here today, and your father's on piano. They're both pianists. And also appropriate for Saturday programming on WFMT, you're into folk music as well, which I understand is another family connection.
Yes, so my grandmother on my dad's side was very into folk music, and she would always play like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I heard a lot of that when I was little. And I've actually picked up the guitar and been trying to learn some of my own. It's actually very difficult, and it's really fun to, you know, have an instrument be new again. So that's really cool. And yeah, I just really love how folk music is just like by the people, for the people. And I like American folk music and also folk music from other cultures too.
Are you playing much folk music on fiddle?
No, and that's something that I should probably look into because it sounds really fun, of course.
Well, you have a long career ahead of you. That's all good. So we just heard you play Brahms' Second Violin Sonata. Is it special to play it with your dad?
Yeah, it is. I'm really, really fortunate to have not just one but two pianist parents, and I've been playing with them for basically everything for my whole life, and I'm definitely going to miss this when I go to college. But I hope that when I come back, we can do more things together, like over break. And I'm really glad to be here and be able to play with my dad, like, before I go off to college.
Well, so coming up is music by Olivier Messiaen, some very intriguing stuff, and a flashy finale from Henrik Wieniawski. But first, Grażyna Batsiewicz. Tell me all about this piece, who Grażyna Batsiewicz was, how you found the piece, what it's like, that sort of thing.
Well, she was a violinist and pianist and composer, so she was a triple threat. And she wrote a lot of music in the middle part of the 20th century. And this piece is really cool because it has kind of a Baroque flair, but with her like signature neoclassical sort of style. And I'm just really glad to have the opportunity to play this because I have not found many recordings online. It's kind of, getting the music was pretty difficult, actually.
Did you have to order it from Poland or
something? Yeah, it had to come from Poland. Wow. It took like a month and a half to get here, so that was pretty interesting. But yeah, I'm really glad to get to play something that is kind of like not that well known yet.
And the title, it's a very Baroque title, the Sonata da Camera, mm-hmm. or the Chamber Sonata. Well, thank you so much, Tara Hagel, 18-year-old violinist. She's going to perform two movements of the Sonata da Camera, the Chamber Violin Sonata of Polish composer Grażyna Bacewicz. She's joined by Matt Hagel on piano, live on Introductions. If you didn't know that music, I'm sure you love it now. Those were the first two movements of the Sonata da Camera, or the Violin Sonata No. 1 of 20th century Polish composer Grażyna Bacewicz, Tara Hagel on violin, Matthew Hagel on piano, live on Introductions from WFMT's Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. Tara, you're 18, a recent graduate of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy program, and you've been on the station a couple of times, including on our 70th anniversary with the Omaggio String Quartet. And normally the people who run the Academy switch up your chamber ensembles from year to year, but quite unusually, Omaggio stayed together 2 years in a row for COVID interruption reasons. So what was it like having a consistent chamber group like that?
I'm really glad you're giving me the opportunity to gush about them live on air. I'm really happy about that. I thought it was just such a wonderful experience for me to have we bonded really well the first year, and we got along great as like musicians and as friends. And I think that it really was a great opportunity for me to grow a lot in my love for chamber music and working with other people. I mean, I've always had like really good experiences, but this was just something really special. And I'm very grateful that the Academy let us stay together another year.
And we've had some of your quartet mates on the show before, because Eleanor Detmer gave a violin recital, I think, last month, and Jan Vargas Nedvensky, I recorded him the day of the Capitol riots, actually. That's a whole other story. But turning to the next music now, Olivier Messiaen, French composer, church organist, devout Catholic, interned in a Nazi POW camp, and he loved incorporating birdsong into his music. His music does not turn up much in introductions. You are bringing us some interesting selections today, Tara.
Yay.
What are you about to play?
I'm playing his Theme and Variations for violin and piano. This is a piece that I think is just so unique, and I love the atmosphere that's created right at the beginning, and I love the way that all the variations have sort of a different character, and I'm really glad that I found this piece. It's kind of a gem to me.
So the Bacewicz you played before, you had to order the score from Poland, and that took a while. And there's a story about the sheet music you're playing on, right?
Yeah. So my mom actually played this on piano with another violinist many years ago at the Paris Conservatory. And she actually suggested this piece for me when I was thinking about what else I should play. And I'm actually playing on and reading off of the score that the violinist used way back when. And I found that a lot of the markings were in French, so I had to pull out my Google Translate for that. But
What do you have any of the markings offhand that you could consult and take a look at? What are there any specific French things that informs you?
Well, they're actually mostly things like turn the page fast and stuff like that. Probably little like reminders for him. Yeah.
Just prosaic, but it's in French. Well, I'm really looking forward to this one. Thank you so much. The Theme and Variations of Olivier Messiaen, Tara Hagel on violin, Matt Hagel on piano. You are listening to WFMT's Feature of Young Musicians called Introductions. Theme and Variations by Olivier Messiaen. Tara Hagel on violin, joined by Matt Hagel on piano. And Tara, thank you so much for bringing Messiaen to Introductions today. He's sometimes a more difficult composer to get into, but you seem to enjoy digging up lesser-known works. Are there any composers or performers that you've been really getting yourself into at the moment?
This is a very dangerous question for me. I could go on for probably six hours.
We have to start the opera at 12, so
I've really been getting into Messiaen a lot more. This was one of the first pieces that really got me into him. And I like to kind of put put on his organ works, especially. I love his organ works, and just lie on the floor and put the volume all the way up. And then I've been actually really appreciating Bach lately in a new way. The other day I tuned my strings down to try out Baroque tuning, and it like blew my mind. And I've been listening to a lot of recordings that are on period instruments, and it really brought a new kind of perspective for me.
Well, that segues nicely to my next question, because you're about to go to the New England Conservatory, taking the next step in your musical career. Is early music something you might get into at NEC?
Yeah, hopefully. I have a chance to try out like a Baroque group that does like period instrument or even just plays with Baroque tuning and bows. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. And what are you specifically doing? You've got a specific teacher in mind at NEC?
Yes, I'll be studying with Ayano Niyomiya, and I'm really, really looking forward to the next year. And I'm just, yeah, it feels unreal to say I'm going there, and I'm just so happy.
Well, I'm sure you will do great. And last of all, I'd like you to cast your mind, you know, well into the future, beyond college. Do you have a dream piece to play, or a venue to play in, or a gig, or an opportunity, or a collaboration, or anything like that?
Well, I have a lot of things I want to do. I couldn't even pick, but I am very excited to play in Jordan Hall next year. I've heard really glowing praise about the acoustics there, so that's really exciting. And just any sort of ensemble playing is, like, especially small ensembles and chamber music is something that I'm really interested in.
And folk playing, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get some of that. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great future. Exciting next step for you going out to Boston. And I'll just have you introduce the last piece on the program today. What is it? And tell me all about it.
I will be playing Vinyasky's Second Polonaise. And it's a very fun, like, showy piece. And it definitely contrasts a lot with the Messian just now. It's definitely not as introspective, but it's a very like lighthearted and yeah, just a fun piece.
Well, thank you so much, Tara Hagel, once again joined by her father on piano, Matt Hagel, finishing today's introductions recital with the Polonaise Brillante No. 2 of Henryk Wieniawski. The Polonaise Brillante No. 2 in A major. Polish composer Henryk Wieniawski, inspired by the folk music of his home country, a fitting finale to this violin recital today. The soloist was 18-year-old Tara Hagel, a recent graduate of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, a current student of Almita Vamos, and a student-to-be of Ayano Ninomiya at the New England Conservatory in Boston. This episode of Introductions was a live broadcast from the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio. So glad to be back and working here on site at WFMT. Thank you to today's collaborative pianist and Tara's father, Matthew Hagel. Thank you to audio engineer Mary Mazurek. And a hearty welcome to Fatima Dabba. Fatima is this year's Andrew Patner Fellow here at WFMT, holding a paid summer internship. So thank you for your assistance on today's episode. A couple of promotional things before I head off. Tomorrow at this time, Sunday at 11 o'clock, there is a special Juneteenth episode of NPR's From the Top. From the Top is a national program that features young classical musicians. We are the local, they're the national. I am back tomorrow straight after that for something else, Father's Day requests. So I have plenty, but I have room for more. Please get your requests in by emailing requests@wfmt.com. Put your dedications in for Father's Day, requests@wfmt.com. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time as I feature more of the Chicago area's finest pre-college classical musicians every Saturday at 11 a.m. here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com, and by AARP Experience Corps, aarpfoundation.org/ecchicago.